This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Didier Nicholas.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Good Neighbor Podcast. We're so excited to be joined here with Joseph Georgie with Black Angus Steakhouse. And he's going to kind of give us a little insight of what he's got going on with his restaurant. We're excited to really kind of engage with him and learn a little bit, you know, on the back end of what he's actually doing here. And I know the restaurant's been around for a long time. So, Joseph, welcome.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. I'm excited to learn more. I know our listeners are excited to learn a little bit about your business. So let's start there. Tell us about Black Angus Steakhouse. I love the name. You can't go wrong with that name.
Well, the name is really based on the quality of the beef, which is a Black Angus. It's 100% confit and comes from basically all Western beef, like Nebraska, all the area around it. And they don't really, basically we buy from Certified Angus, which is a very respectable company, been around for a long time. And we've been very lucky that to be dealing with them very consistent on the product. They don't sell you any beef till it's aged at least 28 days. Wow. Under 32 degrees temperature. And when you get the product, the marbling is awesome on it for the flavor, and then will be really tender because of the age period. And we've been dealing with that for a long time, and that's what kept us around.
I like that, and I can tell by just speaking with you that you're very particular. You're very, you know, you got to have everything, you know, by the book, which I can already tell that.
There's so much competition around that we can't really take any chances.
Yeah, 100%. So tell our listeners about your journey. How did you get involved in your business?
Well, I came to the United States in 1977. My dad opened a restaurant. It was a Mediterranean restaurant. And he opened in this really wrong location. He opened in Sanford, Florida.
Yeah.
And they don't know anything about Lebanese, Syrian food. And anyway, to make the story short, he only lasted 2 years, and then he really lost everything he had. And I enjoyed the business, actually. It wasn't really successful, but I enjoyed doing it. I learned a lot in 2 years by doing everything in the restaurant, from dishwasher to bartender to waiter. Whatever, you know, family business. And after that, I found a job, actually, 79, at Freddy's Steakhouse in Fern Park, which is, those days wasn't that many places around like now. And this place was really like landmark. It's been in business since 46. Anyway, I started there as a maitre d', like a little bit fine dining. I learned a lot, and I worked there, and I ended being general manager in 2 years.
Wow, that's pretty fast.
Yeah, you know, when they notice that you're really working hard, being responsible, and doing what you're supposed to do. Yeah, I got lucky that I had to run the place for 6-7 years, and then I found a job at the Hilton in Altamont Spring, where they just first opened 86. And then I stayed there for 4 months, and then one of the owner of Freddy's came to me after 4 months and asked me if I wanna be running Black Angus, and was that time in Kissimmee, Florida. And that's when I really had to make a decision. He offered me like 10,000-15,000 more what I'm making, and has more responsibility, so I accepted the offer, and that's how my journey started with Black Angus. That started 86.
Well, it's interesting you say this, because, you know, when you go from the front of the house to the back of the house, and you understand, you know, when you get your, you know, go and serving alcohol and washing dishes and there's so many things that are involved in running a restaurant. Correct. And for you to be able to do all those things up to where you're at now kind of has made you a better person and a better business owner to actually engage with your customers and build the reputation is what I'm gathering, build the reputation of what you have. So kudos to you for that. So with that being said, what are some of the myths or misconceptions that customers or the industry expects or something that you can share with our audience? What are some of the myths or misconceptions about the restaurant industry? Or maybe your particular industry, your...
Well, I mean, it is a tough business for sure. Since I've been in Black Angus, we've been working, excuse me, about 60% of that location was tourist, 40% was...
Local,
right. And it was breakfast, lunch, and dinner because it was connected to Holiday Inn restaurant. And you have to really serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So it was a very difficult time. And your major problem is really the competition, and especially when you're in a tourist area. Mm-hmm. And if you've been around all the states in the United States, I think Orlando and Kissimmee has the most chain restaurant that you ever seen anywhere. I've been in Miami, I've been in California, I've been in New York, all the big city. This is really where you find every chain in the world.
Why do you think that, Joseph? Why do you think
that? I think they found it that is really making good money for them because of Disney and Universal and SeaWorld.
That makes sense.
And the more they find out, then the more they open. Mm-hmm. Really been, our name has been around for a long time. That's why we survived that long. And of course, we had to keep taking care of the service and the quality of food and to look more professional, not like a mom and pop. And thank God we've been around since 74.
Well, you know what it's all about branding. So you've done something right to keep your name out to the local market as well as the tourist.
Yes.
So go ahead.
I say, and you have to treat them both the same because some people take the attitude as tourists. That means they go and don't come back. Believe me, we get a lot of repeat business every year from tourists. So you have to make sure you treat everybody the same and same quality and service and atmosphere. And
yeah, very, very well stated. So what is it? I know you work a lot. We all do. What is it that you like to do for fun?
Well, I like to spend time with my family. I'm in the age that we're ready to retire, but I really don't want to retire. And that's really my most fun is to be around my kids, my grandkids, and take vacation together.
Makes sense.
Beside that, you know, you get together with your friend and it's all about sociable life.
Absolutely. That's awesome. So we're almost done here. We're about to wrap everything up. What's the one thing that you want to leave our listeners about your business? What is something that really stands out that you want to kind of share with them?
Well, I would love to let know the listener that we carry a really wonderful menu with all kind of seafood from lobster to 3-4 different kind of fresh fish, snow crabs, stone crab, sometime in the season. And our quality of beef, I can guarantee almost 99% you won't go wrong. Give us a try and we'll make you happy and I know you'll come back.
I love that. And I like what you said. We can provide, our menu can provide a variety of fish and beef. I like that a lot. And before we wrap up, what is a way for our listeners to get a hold of you? What's your website and what's your phone number?
This is Black Angus Orlando, our website. Phone number will be for David because he handled all the marketing. Yep. and all that, which is 407, David?
473-4905.
You know, I pushed the button. I don't know.
No, that's it. That's how we do it, right? We just push the button. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us. And, you know, hopefully we can speak with you here in the near future again.
Please. And thank you very much for having us. And we appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpwindermere.com. That's gnpwindermere.com. Or call 407-783-8320.